Thank you very much, Tim. Tim is just one of the remarkable individuals that I've come to know a little bit better through this summit and through this wonderful initiative of Minister Glenn Murray and bringing us all together over these last 2 days. Stefan just started his remarks by saying it's tough to follow Al Gore. I find myself now saying it's a little tough to follow IKEA. But there's been some wonderful moments here at the summit. One of the big ones for me, listening to Al Gore this morning, talking about the role that solar photovoltaics is playing in our global fight against climate change. And you can imagine, for me, this sort of life-affirming moment, listening to him describe the plummeting costs of solar PV, the rapid adoption, and the impact that it is going to have over the coming years. And right in the middle of this, as I said, life-affirming moment, my brain is suddenly seized. It seizes up with this question. I wonder, is this guy, is Mr. Gore, is he a Tesla fan or is he an Edison fan? I mean, is he a Nikola Tesla alternating current guy, or is he a, you know, Thomas Edison direct current guy? You got to bear with me here. I'm going somewhere with this. But, there's this great war of the currents, as they called it, just in the late 1800s. Tesla's alternating current, which could transport electrons over long, long distances, vast distances, and then competing against Edison's direct current system and its ability to only do things over short distances. And of course, Tesla won the day, sort of like a decisive moment, like the electric vehicle versus the gas vehicle. But Tesla won the day, and that's why we've ended up with the system that we have in this world today, isn't it? This highly centralized system where you build the biggest possible plant using the cheapest possible fuel, which is almost inevitably up to this point has been coal, and you shove as many electrons as you can down smaller and smaller wires over vast distances until they're forced into the homes and businesses of captive consumers. And that's been our model for over 130 years. But I'm more of an Edison fan myself. Edison mentioned this over 100 years ago. He had this beautiful quote. He said, I would put my money on solar and solar energy. What a source of power. I hope we don't have to wait until we run out of coal and oil to tackle that. His vision with his DC system was 1,000 points of light, right? These very distributed generating stations that would light up his incandescent light bulbs. And, of course, 130 years ago, using a direct current system, distributed generation would have meant a coal plant on every block. And what I find remarkable about all of this is, if he were here today, I think he'd be marveling at the opportunity that we have developing before us here with solar, photovoltaics, and distributed generation, and its ability to produce clean energy where you need it, when you need it, in a very distributed and smart way. But the truth is, we're going to need both a centralized system and a distributed smart system. We're just going to have to make sure that everything is clean. I want to focus on Ontario for a second because due to the leadership we've had politically over the last number of years, we've done some remarkable things here. We talked about the phase out of coal and replacing coal with 10.7 gigawatts of renewable energy. Solar electricity has played a big part in that. We've got 2 gigawatts of solar in the ground now, and we're moving toward our third gigawatt. In 2013, we were the third largest market here in North America for installing solar in that year. In 2014, we were number 2, right behind California, and we continue to be number 2 this year. We're employing 12,000 people, and our industry is investing investing $5 billion between 2010 and 2020. So we're doing something remarkable here, but I want to point to a little bit of a bigger solution that's coming together here. And this comes from my perspective on the International Energy Agency. I've got the privilege of being able to see what's going on in jurisdictions around the world. And what I can tell you is Ontario has got a leadership position in its hands just about ready to be complete. An ecosystem that involves programs that are allowing us to put solar on our homes and businesses. Storage RFPs that are now allowing us to incorporate storage. Rebates on our electric vehicles, a smart meter on every single home and business. We've got an incredible green tech sector here, and we've got utilities who are now wanting to participate in this future. All we're going to have to do now is connect the dots here in Ontario to bring this empowered future together for consumers. To make it happen, and the reason that the announcement I have here today, which is important in our world, is the public announcement, formal creation of what we are calling the Solar Task Force. The Solar Task Force is driven by industry, but has now the formal participation of all the agencies that control electricity in the province, of the ministries, and of other decision makers, stakeholders. And together we're going to make sure that we hit our target of being at grid parity by 2020 in this province, and bringing together this future that I talked about, this empowered future of a smart grid with distributed generation and empowered consumers. So, Minister Murray, you have our commitment to help make that future happen, and I thank